Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker, see, Tom's our good buddy, longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, the George Land Innovator of the Year. That's an amazing career-defining award that he received there. He's got an amazing credential as an innovator, as an inventor, and as a business leader. He's a brand strategist and has been now for a number of years, author of several important books, including Opportunity Screams, including the whole Sandbox series. He's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Tom, I remember years ago, I was waxing philosophical, and I had a decision to make, a pretty important decision to make. And I remember thinking about the different zones where decisions are made, where I thought I made decisions. And those are the head, the heart, and the gut. And the thing that I determined was for myself was, surely wisdom is knowing which one to listen to at the right time. And those were some of my thoughts early on into what you want to talk about today, reconciling the head and the heart. Tell us about that.
Well, that's a good insight, Jim, because all human beings are driven by their feelings first. That's just the way we're hardwired. I mean, when you walk through the woods and you see a stick and it looks like a snake, you jump. You don't think about it first.
Right.
Your feelings are what are driving you to do what you're doing. So to pause, like you said, and to say, do I have this right with these feelings, or should I be doing something else, more get more information, listen to my head a little bit more? I can't tell you the number of mistakes I've made in business by going with my feelings first without doing a deeper dive.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice that a lot with people that I work with, clients, small business clients, even large organizations, is they just make so many assumptions about people and what people want and why they want it, or they focus on themselves, like their own feelings. Like, what's our why? How do we communicate who we are and why we do what we do? And the big mistake every one of them make is they don't really understand who these customers are that they're trying to appeal to, and what they want, what drives them, what moves them.
What do you think they're thinking when they approach, when a business owner or a salesman, a salesperson approaches a customer? What do you think they're thinking? You think they're thinking, okay, I've got this is the price, this is the delivery schedule, they've got a project that they're working on, I've done all my homework, I know where all their buttons are and where all their dates and their requirements, their specifications, I've got that all in alignment, everything's lined up, and now it's just time to pull the trigger.
Yeah, well, like I said, there are so many assumptions. This past 4th of July, over the weekend, I was with two friends. One, small business owner. His customers are builders, building contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, his customers were building contractors. Now, the one friend said to me, unbelievable, the pricing just keeps going down. Everybody wants lower prices, you know, commodity pricing. This is a tough business. I don't know what to do. My other friend says, you know, that's interesting because I've been meeting these builders that are so stressed out and so busy that they really don't care about price. They just want to make sure that when they get their delivery, there isn't a crooked 2x4 in there.
Right. They're willing to pay more for trust.
Yeah, exactly. Inconvenience. Like, they want to be able to pick up the phone and say, I don't know what this thing is I need or how to get it. Can you do it for me? My friend says, I just marked the thing up off 35%. They don't even care. Just have it to me. Make it easy for me. Let me get this job done on time. So it's no.
And you know, Tom, here's what's important to point out. Both of those men were giving you accurate reports. Neither one of those people were the guy who said that people, you know, only wanted lower prices. He probably was giving you a straightforward report. That was probably his experience.
Oh no, yeah, no, though. So this is, you're absolutely right. So none of the people I work with, none of them, they're not telling me lies. Their experiences are their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can we discover what people want such that you can deliver it to them and you can be unique so that you can charge more money, so that you can, you know, offer more services? Nobody's looking for that. They're just struggling with these people that just want the lowest price, lowest price, lowest price. There's nowhere to go in that situation. How do you invest in your business if you don't have any margins to invest with?
Well, that's the playing field of the commodity players who by definition have to be big. And if you're a small business owner, you can't play in that field because you can play in the field and get some business as long as your equity and your credit will last. But once that's gone, you're out of business.
Exactly. Exactly. So when I say heart and head, like, we make these assumptions that this is what people want with their feelings, with their heart. I made that mistake when I was selling medical devices when I owned a medical company years ago. I said, you know, I know what these people want that help these patients. They want to feel good about themselves because they're caring for people. Mm-hmm. So let me put out this heartfelt messaging with advertising and all this communication. Right. And nothing happened. Nothing happened at all until I got out there with them, watching them do their job, listening to the actual words coming out of their mouth. And then I found out, wait a minute, of course every one of them care about people, but they have a job that they have to get done, and there's something about the job that they're doing that's a huge pain in the ass. What I have to do is empathize with that and send out a message that says, we can take care of that for you.
That's
and
right.
Then everything
you were selling trust more than the product. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Tom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.